The Reds beat the Rockies Saturday afternoon at Goodyear Ballpark, final score 6-2. Frankie Montas made his final start before pitching against Washington on opening day. He gave up a two-run homer in the fifth, but overall was solid on the mound. And the bullpen did its job. Tony Santion, Justin Wilson, Lucas Sims, and Alexis Diaz pitched four scoreless innings. Jake Fraley, Jamer Candelario, Ellie De La Cruz, and Spencer Steer all homered for Cincinnati. Back with highlights right after this. The Reds beat the Rockies Saturday afternoon 6-2, and now to the highlights. Frankie Montas made the start for the Reds. He gave up a triple to Ezekiel Tovar with one out in the first, but then struck out Nolan Jones and Brendan Rodgers back-to-back to end the inning. He gave up a two-out walk in the second, but that runner was stranded. Will Benson doubled leading off the bottom of the first for Cincinnati, but with one out, Spencer Steer popped into a double play, but the Reds took the lead in the second. Jake Fraley was the first batter of the inning against Cal Quantrill.
He has allowed just three earned runs, and Fraley unloads and hammers it deep down the right field line, and it is a fair ball. Long gone. Out of here down the right field line, and Jake Fraley has just launched his first home run of the spring.
Jamer Candelario then singled after Christian Encarnacion Strand. Tyler Stevenson grounded into a double play with Candelario moving to third base. Second baseman Santiago Espinal then made the most of his first at-bat as a Cincinnati Red.
What to expect after that? Ground ball through the right side, base hit. That'll score Candelario from third. And Espinal has an RBI hit in his first at-bat in a Reds uniform.
Spencer Steer tripled with two outs in the third but was stranded. But Cincinnati did cross the plate again in the bottom of the first. Jamer Candelario was first up against Quantrill.
And the question is, who will now fill that? This ball is lifted in the air, fairly well hit by Candelario to left, and it's carrying, and it's going to carry right into the Reds' bullpen. Jamer Candelario drives it out of here for his first home run of the spring. You talk about a guy that's heating up the right time. Candelario is that guy, his second hit today, and it's now 3-0 Reds.
Frankie Montas mowed the Rockies down in the third and the fourth innings with four strikeouts. Things did not go so well in the fifth. Hunter Goodman led off with a base hit up the middle. Alan Trejo was next up, and he pulled Colorado to within one.
The 0-1, this ball's well hit. Left field, it is deep, and it is gone. Into the Reds' bullpen, that's a two-run home run from Alan Trejo.
Montas gave up another base hit after the home run, but got out of the inning without another run scoring, and his afternoon was over. Five innings, four hits, two runs earned, a walk, six strikeouts, one home run. The Reds got those runs back, plus one in the bottom of the fifth. Stuart Fairchild reached on an infield single leading off the inning but was caught stealing. Will Benson then walked, and that brought Ellie De La Cruz to the plate.
Here's the pitch to Ellie De La Cruz. He swinged high, towering fly ball, carrying to left and deep. Back goes Montgomery at the wall. It is gone. And Montgomery bumping into the wall as he just kept backing up, and eventually crashed into the fence as the ball crept over the wall for a two-run home run.
Next up was Spencer Steer.
The 0-2 is hammered. Got a breaking ball, and Steer didn't miss it, and he drives it way out of here to left. Back-to-back home runs, De La Cruz and Steer. 6-2 Reds.
After that, the Reds bullpen took over. Tony Santion pitched a scoreless sixth inning. Justin Wilson did the same in the seventh. Lucas Sims pitched a perfect eighth inning with two strikeouts. And then Alexis Diaz came on in the ninth. He gave up a base hit, but got out of the inning without a run scoring. Reds win it 6-2. Here are the totals for Cincinnati. Six runs, 13 hits, one error, five left on base. Colorado, two runs on six hits, no errors. They stranded six. Montas, the winner, 1-2. Quantrill, the loser, 2-1. Trejo, home run number three for Colorado, four Cincinnati. Fraley, number one. Candelario, number one. De La Cruz, number two. Spencer Steer, number three. 2 hours and 21 minutes. 4,921 on hand at Goodyear Ballpark. Time to hear from Reds manager, David Bell.
Montas looked good.
Yeah, he did. He got ahead and just executed a lot of his pitches. Looked good. I thought he finished. I know he gave up the homer, but thought he finished strong. Got him where up to where we wanted to get him to be, like, fully built up to, you know, 9,500 pitches, whatever we need him to do on opening day.
What do you like about his toolbox? You know, two fastballs, splitter, slider. Seems like a lot, maybe three fastballs.
He has a lot of different ways to get you out, and he throws them for strikes. Well, when he's good, you know, he definitely throws them for strikes. So we saw that today.
Worst outing of the spring for Santion?
Worst?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
put two guys on.
Yeah,
it
two
only
guys
put
on.
One on.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, in some ways, yeah, I mean, that was really good again. Yeah. Especially because he had two guys on and did what he had to do to get out of it. That last pitch was nasty, slider. He could have attacked with a fastball or a slider there. Yeah.
Steer looked like he's even more power this year than he had last year.
He's we'll have to see how that plays out, but he's just always in a good position to hit, and he has plenty of power that, you know, it's not something he has to try to generate. If he puts a good part of the bat on the ball and gets the right pitch, he has the ability to hit a home run. So, he's very, very consistent at the plate.
Sunday afternoon, the Reds wrap up Cactus League play as they take on the Cleveland Guardians. Hunter Green makes the start for the Reds. Also scheduled to pitch Alexis Diaz, Brett Suter, Justin Wilson, Lucas Sims, Emilio Pagan, and lefty Sam Maul. We're on the air with the pregame show beginning at 3:50. First pitch is scheduled for 4:05. And once again, the final score on Saturday afternoon, the Reds knock off the Rockies 6-2. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.